Finding enough water to meet the growing demands of Colorado's Front Range has city planners looking at how new developments can be built with water conservation as a key component. As part of a collaboration with Rocky Mountain Community Radio and the Colorado Foundation of Water Education, Maeve Conran has more.
Colorado has experienced massive population growth in the last few years, and that trend is projected to continue.
So the 2040 forecast for Colorado is about 7.8 million people, increasing from about 5 million in 2010.
That's Elizabeth Garner, the state demographer. She says more than 2 million of that growth will happen between Pueblo and Fort Collins, putting increased pressure on the state's already tight water supplies.
How will we deal with it? Where will we put them? How will we provide water resources and other resources, whether it takes 20, 30, 40, 50 years to get there?
That growth in population is why many groups who are concerned about water resources in Colorado are calling for land planning to play a greater role in the water plan.
Half of our drinking water on the Front Range is going to outdoor water use.
Drew Beckwith is a water policy manager with Western Resource Advocates. He says the state water plan should encourage growing cities to incorporate water conservation in their land planning decisions, and that relatively simple measures like requiring increased density in new housing developments will have big water savings.
So if you put houses closer together and they have less lawn, they're going to use less water outdoors.
More and more municipalities are already recognizing the need to use less irrigation water. In 2004, the City of Westminster established landscape regulations requiring a maximum of 15 gallons per square foot water use per year. Stu Fineglass, the city's water resources analyst, says the results have been dramatic.
In a recent study we did, we found that Westminster single-family homes are using about 70% of the water we project they would need for their yards.
Since 2001, Westminster has added about 12,000 people, yet the water demand has stayed the same or gone down slightly. Fineglass credits better water efficiency in plumbing fixtures and a reduction in outdoor water use. That's on an individual household basis. Changes are also happening at a larger planning level.
It's a great location because the RTD station is right across the way there. I mean, this is... I'm excited about it. I want to see.
Just east of Highway 36, north of Denver, a nearly 9-acre parcel of land will become home to 65 single-family houses. This is one of the last undeveloped areas in Westminster city limits. Principal city planner Grant Penland says unlike older developments, these homes will have a lot less lawn.
So part of the water conservation is turf area will be reduced to 30 to 35% of landscape areas.
The developer for this parcel beat out other applications by factoring in water conservation. Penland says this is due to the city's specific competitive bidding process.
We incentivize water conservation, energy conservation, reduction in turf, those types of aspects as part of the competition.
Drew Beckwith with Western Resource Advocates says the state could play a significant role in encouraging more municipalities to conserve water through similar kinds of land planning practices. And the first place to start is the Colorado Water Plan.
In Colorado, we have a law that says in everyone's comprehensive plan, in their land use comprehensive plan, you have to consider tourism. It's the only thing in Colorado that is required in your comprehensive plan. In Arizona, for instance, there is a requirement for you to have a water element of your comprehensive plan. Perhaps something like that would be appropriate in Colorado.
Currently, developers must show they can provide water for their projects, but master plans aren't required to include water as a consideration. The Colorado Water Conservation Board says the upcoming water plan won't mandate land use policies for local government and planning agencies. But the state legislature is getting a head start on linking land planning and water use. On May 1st, Governor John Hickenlooper signed into law a measure that allows municipalities to avail of free training in water demand management and water conservation. I'm Maeve Conran.